Welcome to The Debate. When a new element is discovered in a physics lab, it is, well, it's pure magic. But eventually, you have to take that element out of the vacuum chamber and see if it can actually hold up a bridge in the real world.
Right, and the real world is a lot messier than the lab.
Exactly. So today, looking closely at the massive trove of industry data from May 2026, we are asking a fundamental question. Has the artificial intelligence industry finally matured into a practical, decentralized engineering discipline, or has it simply consolidated into an insurmountable three-way oligopoly?
A massive, impenetrable oligopoly, if you ask me.
Well, I am arguing that the data proves AI has actually matured past the demo phase. We have transitioned into a healthy, engineering-driven ecosystem where open-weight models and edge computing are rapidly democratizing access.
And I take the opposing view. When you look at where the capital and attention are actually flowing, the data reveals massive corporate consolidation. What looks like a thriving, open ecosystem is really just a tightening three-way race at the frontier. Led by Anthropic's staggering momentum, I might add, which proves the industry is centralizing power, not democratizing it.
Let's start with what developers are actually talking about right now, because the hype cycle has definitively given way to structural maturity. When you look at the tens of thousands of articles from last month, peer research is barely a blip.
I mean, out of over 21,500 articles, peer research was what, barely 500 mentions?
506, to be exact. The conversation is overwhelmingly about deployment. We are looking at nearly 18,000 media analysis pieces and over 3,000 community discussions. And more specifically, it's about decentralized deployment. Open-weight models from companies like Meta and Alibaba are dominating the developer conversation right now.
Dominating is a pretty strong word.
But they are. Meta's Llama hit 111 mentions, Alibaba's Qwen had 99, DeepSeek hit 89, and Gemma 4 was at 84. They are consistently outcharting the proprietary flagships because developers are realizing they can run them locally without paying. They're using edge inference hardware, like the new Apple M5 or AMD's Strix Halo chips. Moving the capability out of the massive data center and onto the local device is the very definition of democratization.
I come at it from a different way. That perceived democratization is frankly an illusion, masking unprecedented corporate consolidation. Yes, people are talking about running smaller models locally, but look at who actually owns the narrative and the real capital.
I mean, the open source community is incredibly well-funded right now.
Sure, but May 2026 was undisputedly Anthropic's month. They were the single most mentioned company with 1,642 stories. They led a definitive three-way media race with OpenAI, who had 1,127, and Google at 927. And we are talking about a reported $930 billion valuation for Anthropic.
Valuations don't necessarily reflect ground-level engineering, though.
But product coverage does. Claude was the most covered product on the internet with 1,572 mentions. That is triple that of ChatGPT. And with the preview of their highly restricted Mythos model, the reality is clear. The frontier is closed. The titans are just locking in their economic dominance while throwing the open source community just enough older tech to play with.
I see why you think that, but let me give you a different perspective on how these models are actually being used. The shift toward engineering discourse actually undermines the idea of an untouchable oligopoly. Developers aren't obsessing over raw scale or parameter counts anymore. They are solving real production problems.
Using proprietary tools? Mostly.
Wait, let me finish the thought. A huge focus right now is on things like KV cache optimization, persistent agent memory, and test time compute. This is the whole concept of thinking longer, not training bigger. Giving the AI time to internally verify its logic and do trial and error before it gives you an answer, rather than relying on a massive, expensive data center to just instantly know the answer.
Right, but
this is a paradigm shift. It means you don't necessarily need a trillion-dollar data center to get state-of-the-art results. It goes back to that shift from theoretical physics to civil engineering. We are figuring out how to build load-bearing bridges that don't collapse. And that stable, predictable market favors the broader engineering community, not just three giants.
The problem with the civil engineering analogy is that the tools required to build those bridges are entirely captured by the oligopoly. You mentioned this shift to production, but what is anchoring that shift? Proprietary tools.
I wouldn't say entirely proprietary.
Overwhelmingly proprietary. The surge in developer adoption is driven by tools like Claude Code, which had 384 mentions, Codex, and GitHub Copilot. The community isn't just renting a crane from Anthropic and Microsoft to build their bridges. By using these highly integrated proprietary coding tools, developers are building their software using Microsoft and Anthropic's proprietary blueprints and specialized concrete.
Well, they're just tools to speed up workflows.
But if you ever want to stop paying rent, you have to tear the whole building down. The civil engineering you're describing is happening entirely within walled gardens.
That's an interesting point, though. I would frame it differently. I think you're underestimating the underlying hardware shift. Consider the 5 open source models you can run locally trend we saw everywhere. How can you claim the frontier is entirely closed when self-hosted, privacy-preserving AI is gathering so much momentum that it's fundamentally altering the economic narrative of AI deployment?
Because running a small model locally isn't pushing the frontier.
But it represents a shift away from reliance on centralized servers. We are seeing the rise of alternative silicon like the Cerebras WSE alongside those local PC chips I mentioned. Developers are taking these open models, using techniques like quantization, which basically shrinks the model down so it can fit on a standard laptop without losing much of its reasoning capability, and they are running them entirely offline. When a developer chooses to do that, they are explicitly cutting the cord to the API.
I'm sorry, but I just don't buy that. Let me tell you why. Shrinking a model down to run on an Apple M5 chip is great for secondary tasks or hobbyist projects, sure. But a laptop chip cannot run a massive frontier model like Opus 4.8 or the upcoming GPT 5.5.
They literally just dropped Opus 4.7 right before that, too.
Exactly. Back-to-back releases from the giants. When enterprise companies need to solve complex, novel problems that actually redefine business operations, they aren't relying on a quantized model running on local silicon. They are going straight to the frontier. And let's look at the broader ecosystem. Gemini remained the most covered model overall with 361 mentions.
Media coverage doesn't equal developer adoption, though.
It reflects where the gravity is. The media oxygen is still entirely consumed by the architects of the centralized model. Figures like Elon Musk with 127 mentions, Sam Altman at 87, and Jensen Huang at 28. Even highly respected independent voices like Andre Karpathy, who had 52 mentions, are dedicating their discourse entirely to navigating systems built by these massive entities. The discourse isn't about escaping the giants. It's about how to exist within the ecosystem they've created.
Well, we are certainly looking at 2 very different trajectories for the exact same technology. From my vantage point, the sheer volume of discourse moving away from raw research toward edge deployment, quantized local models, and production governance points directly to a democratizing stack.
A democratizing stack that happens to be controlled by 3 companies?
When the conversation fundamentally shifts from what can AI do to how do we run it reliably and cheaply on our own hardware, I see a technology maturing into a stable, accessible utility for everyone.
And for me, that supposed maturity is simply the cement drawing on a closed 3-player oligopoly. When a single company like Anthropic commands a $930 billion valuation and their proprietary coding tools dictate exactly how the rest of the industry builds and maintains software, that centralization of power is absolute, regardless of what's running on someone's local laptop.
Where I think we absolutely converge, however, is that the AI industry has unequivocally matured past the demo phase. The era of the viral chatbot screenshot is over.
Oh, agreed. Completely. It's been replaced by hard questions about cost, governance, and deployment reliability, regardless of who ultimately controls the models. Looking closely at this media and discussion data is invaluable because it really cuts through the marketing hype.
Exactly. It shows us what developers and businesses are actually doing rather than what the PR departments want us to believe. And there is so much more to explore in the May 2026 data, particularly regarding how AI agents are going to be governed in corporate environments.
Which is going to be a massive headache for IT departments everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. We started this discussion by talking about building load-bearing bridges. The engineering is certainly getting better, and the materials are stronger than ever. The only question left for the listener to form their own conclusion on is, when the bridge is finally finished, who is going to own the toll booth?